Today, our scripture is from the 46th Psalm. So I invite you to listen now to this psalm, part of the prayer book of the people of God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. And God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, I believe that things in marriage should be shared. You know, the big decisions, the household chores, the remote control. And I firmly believe that I do share the remote control. And I'm grateful that Kathy is not at this service to contradict me, because she points out that if we share the remote control, then why, when we are sitting on the couch and she is to my left, the remote control is always on the armrest to my right? I find that to be simply a matter of chance. The thing I like best about the remote control is, I think, a fairly recent invention. It's the 7-second review. There's this marvelous button on there that I can push, and it goes back 7 seconds, and I can watch that 7 seconds again. Hit it twice, 14 seconds. So if I miss a funny joke, which I often do, my hearing not being so great, I just click my 7-second review, and I hear it again. If there's a play on ESPN that I don't think they're going to show me again, because I've noticed that offside screen that the forward has set for the center, then I can review it and watch it at my leisure. I love the 7-second review. I love it so much, that sometimes now when I am talking to someone and I didn't quite follow what they said, mentally I am pushing the 7-second review. And none of you oblige me by repeating yourselves when I do that. But I actually have so conditioned myself, this is truly sad, but I have conditioned myself, I actually do think that, oh, I need to review that. And it doesn't work in real life. It does not work. But there is one button that I think does work. That does work in real life. And you know, we've been talking about the one word, my one word, as a spiritual discipline the last few weeks. My one word, where you choose one simple word to be your focus, your spiritual focus for the coming year. It could be something you want to concentrate on. It could be something you want to get better at. It could be, perhaps, a word that, rather than you choosing it, a word that has chosen you. And over these last weeks, I've gotten a kick out of how many of you have said, oh, I've figured out my word, or I think I have it narrowed down what my word is. And next week, we're going to ask you all to just anonymously tell us your words so that we can sort of put them up and we can all see some of the words that other folks have chosen this year. I think it's been a really great thing. And we preachers, we all chose our words a couple of months ago to sort of try it out so that we could tell you our early experience with our one word. with our one word as we start off this new year. And so my one word is that one button on the remote control that I think actually works. And that is the pause button. The pause button. Now, when I hit my pause button, the world doesn't pause, but I do. I don't know about you, but I live my life in fast forward most of the time. I think most people do. Hurrying from one thing to the next, always fast forward. On a good day, it's just the regular play button, but usually it's fast forward. So hitting the pause button can be a good thing. Now, it was interesting, just Time Magazine came just the other day, the Mindful Revolution. It's a whole article on mindfulness. And here in this article on mindfulness, it talks about technology has made it easier than ever to fracture our attention into smaller and smaller bits. We answer a colleague's question from the stands at a child's soccer game. We pay the bills while watching TV. We order groceries while stuck in traffic. In a time when no one seems to have enough time, our devices allow us to be many places at once, but at the cost of being unable to fully inhabit the place we actually want to be. The pause button. I mean, I know this, but I don't do it. I've known this for years. Slow down, smell the roses, take a moment to reflect. I've known this for years, but this one word thing, choosing this one word pause, actually I think it chose me, but choosing that one word has actually worked the last couple of months. And I want to just tell you a little bit about how that's worked. I picked my word a little bit before Thanksgiving, and on Thanksgiving we went to visit my mother in Arizona. And it so happened that her next door neighbors were gone, so Kathy and I lived next door, and our three kids came from California. And we all stayed in the neighbor's house. So I get up, you'll be surprised that I got up before my three kids who are in their mid-20s. And I'm quietly getting dressed and I'm heading over to go visit with my mom before, you know, all the other cousins get going, before the day really gets started. And I mentally hit the pause button. I thought, pause, what can I do with the pause button? I thought, oh, my kids are sleeping. I'm going to go just look at them. Do you remember, those of you who have kids, you remember when they were little, how great it is to tiptoe into the room, whether it's a crib or that little sleeper bed, and you just sort of watch them sleep? How wonderful a thing that is. Well, it'd probably creep my 24, 26, and 28-year-old kids out. But I cracked the door on one room. I went in where the sleeping bag was on the floor of the other room, and I just sort of watched them. I watched them sleep for just a couple of minutes. And it was a holy time. So we spent this week with my mom, who is now in her 80th year, as she would prefer I did not point out. But you know, every time you leave your mom, you say, when will be the last time? When will be the last time? And I was thinking about that, and I hit the pause button again. And I thought, you know, I should tell her. She talks about her days being numbered. It's no shock to her. I thought I should just tell her that when that day comes, I will really miss her. I'll miss just talking to her on the phone, just catching up on what's going on. And I want her to know that. I haven't found quite the right moment to do that yet. But since she listens to sermons sometimes online, today might be the day. But I think she'll be glad to know. She'll be glad to know that. I walk the dog every morning, usually hurrying to walk the dog because by the time I'm walking the dog, I really ought to be here in my office doing something. So I'm walking the dog down the street, snow, cold. I hit the pause button, and I just stopped and looked at trees. I don't know about you, but I never really paid much attention to trees. Trees, leaves, fine, nice. But trees are really pretty cool, even when they don't have their leaves on. And they're all different, and they have different bends, and they have different They're the, like the unique creatures. And I actually look, I walk the same walk pretty much every day, but I actually started looking and noticing the trees. These wonderful arms uplifted, life-giving creatures. A little thing. I don't know about you, but I tend not to notice the things that are I see every day, and that includes the people I see every day. Kathy will sometimes tell me, you know, I'm going to get a haircut today. And, you know, 2 days later, you know, she'll say, how do you like my hair? Not one of my better moments. It's gotten so bad that when she tells me she's going to get a haircut that day, in about half an hour, I will text her and tell her how much I like her hair. Somehow this doesn't seem to count. Anyway, I'm sitting on the couch at the end of a long day. We're about to watch some recorded TV program, but I just sort of hit the pause button, and I looked over, and there she's reading on the couch, and I just sort of appreciated this wonderful person who shares my life for a few seconds before we hit the play button for Downton Abbey or whatever it was. But just a few seconds of pausing and being grateful. Christmas time, food everywhere. The church office is a terrible place to be at Christmas time. People, oh, here's some extra food that we don't need at our home. Oh, here are some extra treats. Oh, here are some donuts. Wouldn't you like them? No. I tried as often as I could to hit the pause button. Occasionally it worked. But that wasn't a bad thing either, to pause, to just think about, well, what am I doing? Here, is this a good, do I need that extra donut? Pause. No. No, I don't. I have on my computer, I put a little post-it note that says pause. So I'll see it more often than not. Often, usually, I ignore it, obviously. But one day, just last week, pause. And I stopped and I leaned back and I looked at the picture I have on the wall, many of them above my desk. And it's a Van Gogh. There's something about a Van Gogh painting that's just alive. It just, the thickness of the paint, the movement of the colors, the life in a Van Gogh painting makes me feel alive. And so for just a moment, I have a couple of really good reproductions of a wheat field and an ocean. And I just sort of appreciated that. I mean, I chose it. I put it up there because I like it, and I hardly ever look at it. I hit the pause button. It was a good thing. This Time Magazine article, if you read it, there's a whole mindfulness movement going across the country, and the whole idea is that you would actually pay attention to where you are and what you're doing so you live in the moment. Something spiritual teachers have been trying to communicate, to teach people for generations and generations. But in Time Magazine, it talks about the leaders of the present movement. There's a professor at MIT that's pushing this and all kinds of classes and seminars and things you can do to teach mindfulness. But they avoid spirituality. They avoid religion. They're trying to make it a more universal kind of a thing. But we don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. You hear those famous verses in the Psalms. Be still. Be still. And know that I am God. You know, even 2,000, 3,000 years ago when those words were written, even then, they must have been hurrying from one thing to the next, cutting the firewood, preparing the food, tilling the soil. Even then, they needed to hear that word, be still, hit the pause button. But not just that, be still and know that I am God, that my children and my wife and Van Gogh paintings and trees are all gifts of God to me if I just have the eyes and if I just take the time to see them. A couple of weeks ago, the really cold week, we're in a cold week now, but the really cold one, just a few days after that 40 below wind chill, I fell asleep on the couch probably watching some TV show, woke up at 2 in the morning, remote control clutched in hand. So I thought, okay, time to go to bed. But I thought, it's garbage night. I got to take the garbage out, put it by the curb. So put the coat on, the gloves on, go outside, push the garbage out to the curb, go back, push the recycle out to the curb. Why on earth I hit the pause button at 2 in the morning, I do not know, but I hit the pause button. I thought, what opportunity do I have next to the garbage can at 2 in the morning? And of course, there's no noise at 2 in the morning. And we're fortunate, we live on, there's a little lake behind our home, so I walked out into the center of this lake. You know, the Robert Frost poem, "Between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year." And it was just me and the stars and the frozen lake and just a terribly cold wind. But I thought, how wonderful just to be part of it, to be part of this amazing universe with all these beautiful, incredible places, these amazing things around me. How blessed I am just to feel this cold, even. It was a holy moment. And then just last Sunday, you know, Christmas Eve is a whole, I don't have to hit the pause button on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, you know, I have the best seat in the house. I stand up here and I watch the candlelight just go from face to face. But last Sunday, I was zipping around, as usual, from worship, the end of the service, to pick up the stuff I need to teach confirmation class, to get to the confirmation class, with, you know, a couple of conversations on the way. So I'm just hurrying, and I'm hurrying through Fellowship Hall, and I suddenly thought, pause button. You know, now it's starting to get a little annoying sometimes when this pause. I said, okay, pause. And I just looked around, and I stopped and looked, and other people are scurrying. Little clusters of people are talking. People are drinking coffee. And of course, I don't know what's going on, but I'm thinking people are talking about sports. They're talking about scouts. I also know people are talking about needing some encouragement for some situation at home or a little bit of comfort for the loss of someone's father. And all these holy things are happening, and I'm looking around at all of you and thinking, well, we all have these stories. We all have our stories of joy and heartache, and we all sort of share them here and there and now and then, and we're all part of this bigger story, God's story, and somehow God knits all of our stories into one. Of course, then I had to rush on to get to the confirmation class, but just for a moment there, it was a God moment, a God moment. I've actually been amazed at how often in the last couple of months I have hit the pause button. How many times pause has been God's word to me. So I encourage you, if you haven't already, to choose your word, or to let your word choose you. Pray with me. Gracious God, you have given us your word, the scriptures, but you also speak a word to each of us. Give us ears to hear, for Christ's sake, for the world's sake, and for our own sakes. And let all God's people say, amen.